Welcome back to the show, you motherfuckers. Unfortunately, this is our farewell of Point of View, but do not go anywhere and look us up on our new show, Going Out of Style. We love the fact that you guys have followed us so far. Let's get right into it.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yeah, speak about it, bitch.
Hi, hello. How's everyone?
For everybody who's listening, we're doing a rebrand. It's a slight rebrand. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy.
Ain't nothing new, motherfucker. Just something new.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Same people. Same guest. We're missing somebody today. Shout out to Shooty.
Shout out to Shooty, man.
You know what I mean?
Wish Shooty had with new. Us.
Yeah. The gout got his foot.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. You know what I mean?
But we're coming back with a new show. Look it up. It's called Going Out of Style. It's going to be the same dirty, shitty piece of shit talk that you guys like.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be terrible. In a good way.
And the best part is, y'all are finally going to see us in person, in the flesh.
Yeah. I feel bad for you guys because
my beard.
These are some ugly motherfuckers.
Yeah, because listen, y'all got beards.
I look like Borat.
I mean, you got like half a beard, you know?
I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
What I always tell you, though, shave it and let it grow back.
Dude, when I shave it bare, I look 12.
Yeah, you need that little rolly wheel. I was telling you about that.
Oh, you talking about that thing with the little prickle things?
Does that actually work?
You know what I'm saying?
Does it really?
Yeah. It thickened up a bunch of areas on my beard.
Dude, think about it. Dante couldn't grow a full beard.
Honestly, you can have the one that I have.
Oh, yeah. Dante looks Muslim now.
You can have the one.
No, he really does. Shout out to Dante, for real. But, yeah, no, I... Because all the time, I'm like, I always think, I'm like, because, you know, I buy supplements and shit now, you know, hashtag health.
But like, hashtag health.
Right, the kind you put in the needle.
Yeah, no.
Amen on that.
No. But I always think, I'm like, should I get some
beard? I'm on gear.
No. But I always think, should I buy some like beard growth
You might be on gear, but I'm on black tar heroin.
Shut the fuck up.
Black tar.
Listen, best place to put it, right under your toenails.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Hotter than a spoon in Whitney Houston's house in here.
No, you said it wrong. Demi it's hotter Lovato. Than a spoon at Demi Lovato's
Demi
house.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you think that shit probably works? Because I think about it all the time.
What are you talking under about? Your toenails?
No, asshole. I'm
Heat
saying
it up
buying,
on a spoon?
No, I'm saying buying beard growth shit. Y'all still talking about dope.
Listen, I'm
honestly,
not,
the
I'm
best
not
person
lie,
to ask here
know.
Would be Brandon.
Wait, you bought
you
shit?
Use beard
no.
growing shit?
No, but he's a fucking hairstylist. He should know something about it.
It's really, bro, honestly, I have to talk about this with so many people because... Because
you had nothing, and then I didn't see you for, like, a long time, and I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Honestly, so, like, the beard thing, bro, like, everybody fucks up because everybody wants to get rid of the whole, like, I don't want to have, like, this patchy shit, so they shave it off because they don't want the patchy bullshit. You have to be an ugly piece of shit.
I've been that for 27 years.
Listen, you got to crawl.
I had to do this during COVID. If this wasn't for COVID, I probably wouldn't have had a beard.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Dog.
I was like, this is the best time
you gotta pause
to rip
this
it.
Real quick, because you aren't patchy. My man's got missing spots.
No, what I'm saying is when people start... All right. When people start, like,
he's
does,
sitting there like, yeah,
when
grow
you
it
have,
out.
When,
that's
yeah,
not the
no,
solution.
There is, this is it. This is all I got.
When you guys, have flat it. Face hair, when it's, like, coming in, that's the
my
ugly
left
part.
Side?
Pretty because nice if I shave, because my beard is, like, down to, like, my fucking, like sternum. If I, like, straighten it. Like, if
get
I straighten
the fuck
it,
out of here,
the top of your chest,
it comes
dog.
Down here. It's insane. And if
that's
you
like
don't.
Most of
if,
you.
Right, it is. It's, like, half of me.
I'm sorry.
But, like, listen, if you're trying to grow it out, you have to let it overgrow your patches because if I shave mine down to like a number two, you would see all these patches in my beard. It's the overgrowth that covers everything.
My brother in Christ.
And even
right
when
here
I first,
is a baby's ass.
I was going to say, that's dude, it. When I started mine, dude, mine was like yours over here.
Yeah, just
mine wasn't
here.
Patchy and shit. Mine
just
was right here. Where like your oh, beard connects
I'm,
to your
I'm
mustache.
I'm sorry.
A little
I
bit.
Have to call bullshit because you're sitting here telling my man that just. Growing his beard out yeah. is going to magically
it's
make barren
work.
Spots on his face grow
the
hair.
The barren spots come from the
berry
old, the bearing comes
barren.
From barren. Barren.
I thought you were saying barren.
Comes from the overgrowth that cover because I have a patchy beard. If I were to take mine down to like a two.
Yeah, but you don't got the spots missing like he does.
I do.
No,
I do.
You don't.
If I take not now, because I have so much overgrowth is what hides your patches.
Dog, he doesn't even have like a connection on his.
I don't
his,
have a
his,
connection here,
stand.
And I don't have a connection here. I have spots right here. If I take it down to a two, I watched it happen. I watched this whole thing go down. I swear to God.
You said it's my face.
When you let it grow, Brian, you got little patches too. When you let your fucking
a tiny
when
ones,
you
yeah.
Paul Bunyaned out, Bro, your shit was gone.
Dude, when I Paul Bunyan out, I looked like I was homeless.
Wait,
but,
you
but
did?
You had, yeah. But you had wow. No patch, bro.
Have I showed you guys that picture of my beard when I first went down to Florida?
I remember, bro, dude, I was with you every day. Dude,
my shit will never be that big again.
That was wild.
Ever. Ever, because that for some reason, my left side don't want to grow right no more. It's like I got a Psy from Duck Dynasty beard now, kind of. But my shit don't, like, cringe up.
It's also genetics, because my dad doesn't really grow that great of a beard, though, too.
Oh, hold on. I know this is going to get you hard, but...
Damn, why did your fucking beard feel like that, bro?
Shot alarm.
Why didn't I keep it that way?
If yeah, you guys heard that, I just don't, was I don't, indeed the shot alarm. Like
it makes me
a
look
shot
older.
Shot alarm, that's what
I
it is.
I wasn't feeling it, dude. Like, when I... bring it down real low. Fuck I don't yeah. Feel like I felt like that's like in that picture, thing. Dude, I felt like I looked like 38.
What, the shot alarm?
The shot alarm. Alarm.
Hey, yo.
And then as soon as I take
fuck
it off.
Fuck the clink count. It's the shot alarm.
Right.
As soon as I took it down, I was like, all right, I like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Because I remember when I first met you, bro, you had the fucking man bun, bro.
I did, but I made that shit look good because it wasn't a trash bag.
Sure.
It was.
Do you want to know something crazy? For everyone who doesn't know, we have uh-oh. A live audience member. And, like, it's beautiful. It's like hey, we babe. Have a bartender.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
This is actually pretty
this
nice.
Would be great for video and everything.
Would be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta give her a bar.
Dude, oh, how we talked about yeah. How the tables were going to be, have her a little booth right in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
see,
God.
See, brainstorming live.
See, you heard it here first, folks.
Yep. Brainstorming live.
Heard that.
Yeah. But, it's all right. Everything goes on this episode.
Yeah. I'll anything goes. You know what I mean? But to get into one of the topics we wanted to bring up, Brandon, after your shot, tell us about the crazy ex / crazy date.
Is this what we're talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, we'll bring it up first.
This is what we're going into
first. We'll get it out of the way yeah. For the important shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your shot. One, two, all right.
It's come right out of the gate with
shout
us.
Shout out to fucking Paige cooking up shots for us right now.
Right. We're going to give her a little spot on the show, kind of like the weather yeah. Woman, and she's going to...
Yes, gonna the teach, weather woman, yes!
She's going to teach you guys about drinks.
She, now, this oh is how God. You properly stir.
Right, and this is going to be
martini.
Called Paige's that, Patreon.
Paige's yo. Patreon. Yes, yo. Bro, that is the yes. Best. Hell yeah. All
right, so let's hear it. All right, I kind of know.
Do you? All right, well, they know, but yeah, I feel like you don't know, and Paige doesn't really know the whole thing, and she's here helping out with the drinks tonight, so she can hear it, too. Because... Yeah, you're Paige is live and in charge on the pod. She's just not talking.
Yeah.
No, but so when I came home, I was really excited to, and like, and she knew like I went out, but like by the time I got home, it was like late, so she was cooked. She was done.
Yeah.
So I matched with this girl on Tinder? What was it, Tinder or something? But I've been following her on Instagram for years. And like
wow.
We always like each other's pictures. It was like one of those
oh,
things.
Oh, I know exactly.
You know
what
that's crazy. You, know what you mean? Didn't tell me this.
I didn't know I did. That.
You didn't tell me this.
Oh,
that he was following
her?
Bro, I'm one of your best friends,
bro,
and I don't
bro,
even know
that's
this.
Fine.
I didn't know.
Bro, Brian, you knew?
When me and Brian were ripping, when me and Brian were ripping Res Dogs. Look,
this is America.
And you were in the room, too. We were ripping Res Dogs, and I told Brian, I was like, yo, I was like this sexy, big-titted bitch that I was, like, really digging on. Finally slid in my DMs, and he was like, oh, word, whatever.
Oh, wait, I do remember the conversation. Yeah. I did know.
So we talked for, like, that whole week, right?
Yeah.
Got dubbed. Just, like ghosted.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, man, shit happens.
It's all good.
So
shoot or shoot.
Shooter's
gonna shoot.
So, New Year's Eve at your crib, James.
Yeah.
Hits me again.
Oh, okay.
This is where this finally stemmed from.
From
the
what
gate.
I remember on New Year's Eve.
Do you remember
fun.
I was gonna say I was gonna get Uber? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I had
yeah,
to
yeah.
Go home because I was whacked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, that would have been a bad scenario if you got an Uber out
fuck
there.
Fuck yeah, dude. So fucking yeah. Oh, especially yeah, the ride yeah. I took. Here we go. Yeah, because I went on a fucking mission.
Yeah.
So, but I told you, so 2 days after that, I went to work for, like, the full week.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, going back DMs, da-da-da, and I was like, fuck it. I was like, I'm not doing this fucking little kid shit. I was like, yeah. Yo, here's my number, you know.
If you're down, let me know.
Hit my line.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were bullshitting, chopping it up. And I should have caught this. And this is shit that I didn't tell you guys. So this is
oh,
straight
yes,
for the pod. This
yes.
Is good.
Ooh, now it's getting juicy.
Yeah, yes.
Now
this
it's getting
is
juicy.
This
she's
is
a
good.
Man, right?
Right.
Right. We ain't right, talking right.
Dick's bigger
couture.
Than mine.
Yeah.
It's like, nah. But nah, listen.
Brandon
so
was in a hole. He got out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So motherfucking, yo, so she's like, oh, let's FaceTime first. And I was like, you know what? I dig that because
yeah, yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
Want no like weird shit going on. You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? So like she's drinking like a glass of wine and shit. And then we're talking. We're bullshitting. drinks another glass of wine. It's like Wednesday. And I'm like, damn, like, should I get a drink right now? I was like, nah, I got like a busy day tomorrow. This bitch pours another glass of wine. I was like, yo, I was like, homegirl likes to drink. I'm with it. Like, yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah.
Pours another one. Like, the whole bottle's like almost gone. I could kill a whole bottle of wine. You know, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
Pops another one. Tell me she's got work in the morning.
Oh.
But at the time, since I'm so horny, and I just don't care about any other thing that's going around on me.
Oh, yeah.
All I'm thinking about is like, yo.
Oh, if this bitch just likes to drink, she probably likes to fuck.
Right? Yeah. Said, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Bro, so she starts like falling asleep on like FaceTime and shit.
Ugly. On a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, bro. I can't even spell Wednesday. Yeah. You're shitting me?
Don't tell me she's like slur falling asleep.
Yeah. But what kept me going, bro, was she was like, yo, like I love Trailer Park Boys and da da da. And
that's what did it?
Bro, I was like, we had like little things in common. I was like, all right. I was like, maybe it's just she had a long day at work. Like she just, all right. You know what I'm saying?
But so a ball like, and a half?
You don't understand how fast you can grab Brandon's like attention if you like what he likes.
Yeah, I feel that though.
He will instantly become in love with you.
Because yo, listen, like everybody knows on this podcast, like I love like bigger bitches. But
yeah, same.
I do like your
interest.
Like your, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if you Brian, like what I like.
Yeah, Brian says it all the time. He's like, bro, you can like probably link with anybody.
That's
just
me
off
though
of
too.
Your interest.
That's the same with me though.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to fucking date a chud. I have standards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not really.
What I said was is that, like, he... I got to figure out how I want to word this. He will become interested in many different women purely off of the vibe and the conversations he has with them.
I'm like that,
whereas,
too, though.
Before,
whereas, I'm a prisoner like, of that, though, too, what I was saying.
No,
yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because that's the key point here. It's before looks, where, like, I'm sorry, like... I obviously do care about all those things. I am a little shallow, though.
I do, too.
Because if I'm not physically attracted to you, I'm not going to play like I am.
Right.
And that's where I come from with that.
I don't mean men.
I don't mean to be shallow. It's just I'm not about to string you along to get a nut off.
I'm not going
to
fake what I want to.
I'm not going to fake who I am. We can still kick it and have a good time. But if I'm not feeling you, I'm going to be genuine about that. That's all.
No, dude, I just thought of a story of back in the day at Bamboo. Just let me get it out because I know you're going to remember as soon as I start telling it. Now I'm at Bamboo, right?
Bri's there.
Everybody's there. I know. I cut you so off.
Yeah,
you
want
to know why? Because
it
happens to me so goddamn much.
Right. We're going to circle back to this story.
Circle back.
But you ready?
Because I'm interested
in
this.
We're in Bamboo Party.
Yeah, he did me dirty.
And this white girl comes up to me, right?
Is this the acid night?
I probably was on acid.
You ever seen the movie Jurassic Park?
Oh, God.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
listen.
No. When you're talking about a female, no, you go, y'all ever seen Jurassic Park?
But you ready? She's like, oh, hey, you got a girlfriend? I said, nah, why? What's up? She goes, yo, my friend think you cute. She come over here and talk to you? So yeah, no problem. Send her over.
Send her in.
As soon as that bitch stepped to me.
This bitch.
I was sitting on one of them bar stools outside,
the Jurassic Park shit where you could see the ripples in the glass.
Oh, no.
Bro, it was bad. No. Bro, she was a big girl.
I might get some hate for that.
Bro, as soon as I looked over at her, I said, oh, damn, what's up?
I was like, what's up, big bro?
What's up? What's you? Who are you?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my friend just told me to come over here. Da 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 da. I said, oh, really?
Oh.
She's like, oh, you got a girlfriend, white boy? I was like, damn, yeah. As a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah, she's calling me right now.
Shit, I did one even better. I was with a group of people. Bro, I grabbed the closest bitch to me.
Oh.
Straight up. Bro, listen, this is how you know she a real one. She had her back turned. I grabbed that bitch by the wrist and yanked her to me. Bro, before she can even give me a look, I said, yeah, here's my girlfriend right here. And she looked up and seen what I was looking at.
Yeah, she was like,
off
rip.
She was like, yeah, why? What's up? Who's asking?
Yeah, it's my man. No, shout out to her, though.
Bro, I was like, bro, I love you.
Yeah,
shout out to her. I love you. Yeah. And then you want to know what I did?
What?
I said, listen, I got a girl, but my man's right here, don't.
Oh, to Brandon?
No, to Brian. Me.
Oh, yeah.
Or no. Wait, no. I didn't offer him up. She looked at me.
I didn't offer him up.
Yeah, I forgot. I thought I offered you up to her, like, instead of me, but she turned around. After I was like, yeah, no, I got a girl. Then she looks at me and she goes, is that your friend? I was like, yeah, why? What's up? She goes, he got a girlfriend. I said, why don't you find out?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Why don't you find out, Precious?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I skid off, bro.
No, you didn't.
Brian just ran.
That's all I thought about.
No, you want to know what he did? I was sitting in the chair. She was to my left. He was to my right.
And to my right.
No, that's exactly. It's fucked up because that's how it like played out.
They look like the number 10 standing next to each other.
Yeah. So, dude, Bri looked at me and he goes, "Yo, bro, listen. Guaranteed she don't know what the fuck we're talking about, so just keep moving your fucking lips like we're talking until the bitch walks away." Dude, me and him were talking about bullshit and straight up that bitch walked away.
It was like, yeah, you
that
see
bitch
the
walked smooth away.
Oh, all right, so back to this story. Back
no,
to this
you're
story.
Good, you're good.
But that's funny as shit, though.
Can somebody hit me where I left off?
You left off with, you crazy. FaceTimed her.
Oh, yeah, so whatever. So I was like, I didn't think anything
she was
of
falling
it.
Asleep on a Wednesday.
I didn't think nothing of it.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. So... I never take missions, bro. So it was like by Persephone, a little past Rutgers.
I have a question after this.
Okay, okay. Right. Punch it now. Fuck it.
No, because let's go after.
Okay, all right. Don't forget. Don't forget.
I won't. Go ahead.
So I get there, right? Homegirl's cooking like steak and potatoes. Like
you're
I got a bottle. I'm feeling it, bro.
Yeah.
And listen, bro. Like I said, I've said this a million times. Yo, I don't really do this skinny bitch type shit.
I don't even.
But there was some. I don't know. I think it was like her chest that was like whatever. There's some sort of fill out here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't like I like my girls bigger than me.
You gotta be too something
whatever.
To do something.
You gotta be too something to do something. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like it.
Yeah.
Like if I can't climb you.
Yeah.
But nah, fucking, so it's all good, right?
It's all kosher up to this point.
Everything's kosher. So that we eat, we're drinking a little bit, and then she's like, oh, like, I gotta grab, like, cigarettes. And I was like, ah, you smoke cigarettes, fuck. But I was like, whatever, I used to smoke cigarettes, I can't be a judgmental prick.
Yeah, nah.
And she's like, I gotta get gas in my car, like do you want to take a ride? And I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Bro, homegirl pours, and listen, I know wine, you gotta drink a little bit to get drunk.
Yeah.
Bro, pours a whole glass.
Oh, brother.
Knocks it back in one shot.
Oh.
And was like, let's go. Let's just run this back real quick. An hour prior to this, shows me pictures from her fucking car crash from her DUI.
Oh.
Holy shit.
And you're like, I'm let's get in the
car. But then,
car.
You know what? Like, I'm thinking about, like, me and Brian partying. I was like, you know what? I've been through worse situations. Same. Like, we're just going to ride this out.
I can feel that.
Right.
But.
Right.
Maybe she's a little nervous trying
but
to,
like,
you know.
Like, I'm like you know, where I'm at, I'm like,
trying
damn,
to loosen
like,
up.
Am I going to, like, fucking, am I putting myself in a situation?
Am I going to make it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Brandon's a hypochondriac, so he's like, oh, I'm
absolutely.
Dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So she's fucking like, oh, like, you know, telling me about her old, like, ex-boyfriend and how, like, fucking...
Hold on, I gotta clean this out.
How her ex-boyfriend's like, oh, he just keeps telling me I need to change, like, my ways and da-da-da. And I'm just, like, one ear out the other.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
But, like, the little pieces are catching me, right? So we get back to the crib.
There was a million red flags.
Yeah.
So many.
Like, she's got a black hat, like,
oh.
Cats are, like, snakes.
Brandon had sunglasses on.
Yeah. And, like, bro, like, and, like, she, like, expects me to stay here because I said I would. Like, I come with no bag. Like, I'm just, like, in my fucking fit. And I'm just, like, because I'm on go. Like, if I need to skate, I got to skate.
Yeah.
So, fucking, we get back to the house and I'm thinking, like, let's drink a little more. No, she just wants to get busy. And I'm, like, all right, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink a little more. Maybe it would have lasted a little longer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whatever. So, whatever. We get into it. And it's, like, 5 minutes in and she was, like, oh my god, like, we gotta take a break. And I was like, take a break. I was like, is just me starting. Like, you had 5 more seconds until I was like, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, and prior to this, let's just backtrack real quick. She's sending me all these pictures of her, like, with all this, like, BDSM bullshit,
oh,
whatever the
man.
Fuck that shit's called.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, all these, like, weird fucking paddles and, like, weird nippy things.
Damn.
And
she's like, guess what I
and
do?
And I'm like, yo, you stupid bitch. I was like, you're not using none of this on me. But I was like, you're making yourself seem like mad freaky. And
but
I'm
when,
like, I'm
but when
it.
You did it, she was like, guess what I do?
And like, missionary. Yo, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. And I was like, bro, this shit is mid. And shout out to fucking James because I was on Garden State Parkway Snapchatting the boys. And I was like, yo, I'm taking this fucking dumb mission. Let's hope it goes good. And James was like, yo, I promise you it's going to be like mid. And I was like, fuck
you. Yeah, that's right.
And bro, it was crazy. And like, this wasn't even like post nut clarity. Like, I hit nut, whatever, we got done, we're doing.
Post nut
depression. And I was still ready to kick it. But all this crazy, I was like, you know what? And I kept it real because, yo, like, Brian hit me up, Tyler hit me up, and my buddy Dylan from Canada hit me up. And he's like, yo, do you want me, like, all of them, the same thing. They all said the same thing. Like, yo, do you need a fake phone call?
Oh yeah,
dude, I was ready to call him and say somebody
like,
got
bro,
shot.
I was yeah. like, I'm so glad I got like demons with me. But I was like, nah, like I gotta handle this.
The dogs.
I just gotta handle it. And I was like, listen, and I wasn't even lying. I was like, I'm just gonna keep it buck with you. I just want to go home and just sleep in my own bed. And I had full intentions of coming back at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, I did.
That feeling when you're at somebody else's house and they want you to stay over and all you can think about is your own room is the worst.
I was just very like, you know what, like, let's pick up from here.
Yeah.
And she was like, so you just go fuck me and leave? And I was like, I knew this was coming, so I already had a fucking thing. And I was like, nah, I was like, because why would I buy you all this fucking liquor?
Yeah.
Fucking eat on your food. Fucking you driving me around your fucking drunk ass town. Tell me out of your fucking...
ex.
I don't give a fuck how you grew up, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I had intentions to go back. And then she starts talking to me about like, she's got like all these like abandonment issues. And like all this crazy
shit. She just
went
left mad quick.
And then she's reading me off text messages of her boyfriend. And I'm like, my man got out. He knew what he was talking about. He got out. He wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm out of here, bro. Like, I'm out of here. And then so I skate, right? I dip out the fucking apartment complex. Fucking, I text all of them. I'm like, yo, I'm coming home.
I made it.
Like, I just got off a fucking, an Iraq fucking, like, I was like, I'm coming home.
Yeah, I made it off my tour.
It was over. And she texted me, and she's like, yo, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, like, weird you out. And I kept it, but I always, like, lie, and I just, like, because I don't want to, like.
I think this was the most abrasive I've ever heard Brandon. The most cut I've ever seen.
It's not that I lie for a bad reason. I just don't want to, like,
hurt feelings.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
and right. I was like, listen, I was like, yo, it was mad weird. And I was like, I can guarantee you that we won't do this again. I was like, you really rubbed me the wrong way. And it was, and I was like, it wasn't the sex.
Yeah.
I was like, and I told her, I was like, it was a bad look that I get it.
Yeah.
It was a bad look that I left like 30 minutes after we had sex. It was a very bad look.
Yeah.
But I promise you that was not my full intention, because I wanted to sleep over and have more sex in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're hitting me all this, all the crazy shit. I was like, nah. I was like, fuck that shit. But it was horrible. It was too much. And you know, I was digging on this bit. And like I said, like, I only dig on like two something to do something bitches.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, for some reason, there was like a little like niche. And I was like, I really want. And she finally hit me up. Because I never sent the whole situation. I never hit her up.
Yeah.
She finally hit me up, and it actually went through. I was like, how can I let this slip? Like, I gotta.
Gotta try it.
Bad or good,
right.
I gotta send this situation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying? 100
hunts. I got the fucking.
You got got.
I got got.
It happens, bro.
But
sometimes the free throw don't make it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sometimes shoot.
That don't mean that don't mean we gonna make it.
Sometimes you hit the rim. You feel me?
Sometimes you brick, bro. That's it.
So my question for all this was: is
I'm so happy you remembered.
Me too.
I'm surprised you remembered. I'm pretty good with that shit usually. But my question is actually this: how far is too far for you guys?
Okay.
Driving wise?
Right. If you have to go on a mission.
All right. So we live.
How far
so
is
in
too
New Jersey.
Far?
We're in Tom's River, New Jersey right now.
Yeah.
So we're like people. We are Central Jersey. Central Jersey people think it's more.
It's
like South
this,
Central.
I hate saying this, but everybody knows it. If you ever watched the show Jersey Shore,
yeah,
like, we are literally
like seaside. Like,
we are
that's where our location is.
That is where we
like,
are. We're
over
the
middle.
Bridge. Yeah, right. That's where we are.
That's literally. Where we are.
But yeah. South Central, like South Jersey, to us is like Cape May, Atlantic City.
Yeah,
we're Central Jersey.
So we're Central Jersey.
People
they say
don't
realize
it
doesn't
how big Jersey is.
Right. Exactly.
It is pretty big.
Exactly.
So like a 3-hour ride from tip to tip.
Bitch, I live the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, for real.
Me and Brian,
like,
we were closer to the bridge years ago, and now that we're far back on town, we're at the slip of Tom's River not turning into Tom's River. So when we go across town, it seems so long now.
Yeah, but it's like
it feels
we've all lived within 10 minutes of the shore our whole life.
Anyway.
Wait, so what was the
question? How far is too far?
Damn, man, you're like a squirrel today.
How far is too far
for you guys?
Okay. So that's what it was. I took an hour and...
It was like an hour and 20 minutes.
An hour and 20, and the 20 came from a reroute.
Okay.
On the GPS.
So but, if you didn't do the reroute, it was probably like an hour and 10.
So the whole thing was an hour 10. Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay, so...
Easily.
Did you... Now, this all comes into play.
Yes.
Did you have work the next day?
No. I made sure.
That plays into
effect. I don't know. That doesn't play into effect with me.
Well, me, it does. Because
I have
if
a distance.
If that happened to me a day before work... Yo, the next person I cut, I'm gonna let them know how I feel. Yeah. How they look when they're about to fuck your shit
up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Staying up late does not affect me.
It's not the staying up late. It's the disappointment. It's the disappointment that I put in the effort to fucking, like, I thought it was gonna be something. That we were gonna do something.
It all depends on vibe. Like,
sex isn't even a thing. Like, we can exit that out.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Like, 100%. for me, bro, it's 45 minutes. If you're 45
under an hour.
If you're farther than 45 minutes,
I'm about to go catch another sneaky tomorrow, and she's only like 40 tops. That's what I'm saying.
If you're 45 minutes or plus, 40's good. I'm sorry.
40's good.
There's nothing you're
rubbing that's me like the on right a freehold.
In each and every other way, I'm with it.
There's but nothing,
it
there's nothing where you're offering that is, me. Though. There's nothing you're offering me that's making me go 45 minutes plus.
40 minutes?
40 minutes I'll do.
I'm capping on 40 minutes. That's what I'm saying.
My cap's 45.
Yeah.
But
I gotta worry about that. From now on, you better not live from fucking Jackson up. Like, you have a 45 minute limit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because I took the extra, like, shit. Because I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the drive. It was the fucking disappointment. After all this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but on top of that, it's you had to go hella far.
It's not the drive there. It's the drive home.
Right.
I had to deal. I had to be a yes man and yes her to death. Watch all these faggot videos that she's, like, showing me. And I'm like, bro, and like I say, it's not about pussy, but like half of it is. You know what I'm saying?
And also,
but I'm just like
said,
bro, like
it depends on how much I vibe with you, how much I, you know,
right.
How good I think.
And this girl that I'm talking to now, which I'm about to take another crazy mission, this will be my last one if this happens
not.
Again.
By the way, it's never gonna.
It's always gonna be the last one because the last time was too much.
He said that was my last time, but now it's my last.
Right, exactly. Because I never really went on, like, demon missions like that. Like, the farthest I would go was, like, 20 minutes, and I was like, yo, bitch, you're, like, pushing it.
He's like, I need gas money.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Bricktown?
So what?
Oh, man, Brick?
You know what I'm saying?
Your new level's, like, 40, 45.
Right, no, that's right now. That's right now.
Under an hour.
Because if this new
So date, what you're saying is it's circumstantial.
It has to be.
It absolutely.
I don't gotta worry about the shit no more, but for me, like, that shit was 45
minutes.
Yeah,
I don't gotta worry about it either, but
I did not give a shit. I don't give a fuck if you're like Kim Kardashian. Right. You got me fucked up. I'm not driving.
I feel that.
I'm not driving an hour plus to hit.
I feel that. It's like, not even for some pussy.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, I got laundry.
Like, yo, like back in the day, I'd be like, yo, listen, like, let's go out on a date, and if we're feeling it, I'll spring for a hotel room.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll stay somewhere by myself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm not beat for that. I'm not about to go somewhere where I don't know where the fuck I'm at. A, I'm not about to drive an hour plus. Like, nah, that shit's out.
And like me. I said, it's not the drive there; it's the drive home.
That's all.
That's
it is.
The worst.
But
yeah,
but,
and it's worse when it's disappointment.
About my situation is that the drive home was better than the drive
because you were out.
You escaped.
Because I was out.
Yeah, you were leaving, right?
Out, boy.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So now I got this, like this fire date. Tomorrow, actually, and it was from more of a reliable source of app. It was on the Hinge app, which is usually like more like mellowed out, bitch.
No, okay.
You can feel me on this.
The Hinge app is just DTFs.
No, I mean, I feel like
that's it.
Well, said, no,
I feel like,
yeah?
I feel like Hinge is more like down to the point, but I feel like there's more like communication on the app because, yo, I've been on Bumble.
Why don't you just use Grindr?
I mean, at this point, bro.
Oh, the truth comes out.
All right.
Just like he did.
Okay. No, fucking. So this one tomorrow, and I told one of my clients, one of my closer clients at work today, I was like, I got this, because I told him about the first one. So I was like, this is the last, like, mission date.
And everyone's like, hey, you fucking heard this before, huh?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I was like, listen,
I can't wait for the next one.
We've talked, the difference between the fucking psycho was that this girl, I've taken 2 weeks to talk to before anything to set up a date.
Okay.
And we're not going straight to her crib. If it ends back up at the crib, super gassed about it.
Okay. But
we're going to go to dinner.
Yeah, this is an actual
and
date.
And she's like, mad cool, like, after dinner because we're going so early. She was like, oh, so we can go to, like, bowling, or we can, like, do, like, you know, like, regular shit. And I'm like, I'm cool with that.
Regular date shit.
Right.
You know exactly. What I mean? And I'm
not
cool
wrong
with
that
because you're, like, on the same thing. And, like, I already told her, I was like, yo, listen, like, I already had this, like, crazy bitch, like, try to, like, kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
He gassed it up,
I did.
Yeah.
She's like, nah. She's like, I'm not even, like, what? She's like, yo. She's like, if we kick it, we kick it. If we don't,
it is what it is. Just keep
and
it pushing.
Like, you know what? That answer justifies
because you're thinking the same
shit. A million and one of my questions.
Yeah, because you're thinking the same shit. Like, yo, if I'm not feeling it, hey, it was fun, but
And it's sick because she's like 5'1", so I can like a little tap.
Oh, so y'all eye level.
Feeling like 5'4", like, yo, you know, like I'm fucking Yao Ming, you know what I'm saying?
Yo.
That's oh, what I, that's what
you
I
got
like
a
feel.
Shorty.
Yeah.
A for real shorty.
A for real shorty.
That was funny.
And I'm with that type of
he
shit.
He said, I'm Yao Ming.
But, and then we were just texting, like, before we got on the pod, and she was, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, you know how you gotta play, like, little, like, soft shit? I was like, you know what? I'll throw a little soft shit. I was like, I'm a little nervous. And she's like, oh, don't be. And I was like, oh, just because, like, and she's like, oh, you know, and I got really what I wanted.
Uh-oh.
For her to be like, nah, it ain't like that.
Oh.
Like, we're gonna have a really good time. And I was like,
but that's fire,
the answer
though.
That I'm looking for.
That's fire.
I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
Like, we can be just chilling in the park. Like as long as, like, we're chopping it up, having a good time, there's mad conversation.
Yeah.
As long as the vibe's there.
Yeah. Exactly. If the vibe is right.
And that's it. And, yo, I got this little fucking little dumper fucking little.
Yeah,
you know I don't know if she's gonna listen to this, but, you know.
Oh, man.
The last three did, but fuck it. But, yeah. It ends on a good note with this.
You know, honestly, this is probably a good topic to segue into one of the topics we wanted to bring up. James wanted to speak about this. Is how responsible do you guys think that bars are for serving alcohol to people and drunk driving?
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Run that back. What'd you say?
How responsible do you guys feel that bars are with serving people and drunk driving?
In my opinion, if you see somebody that is fucking
give examples,
sloshed.
Okay, Miracle.
I feel like at I feel like at a small bar like Miracle, you're more bound to get looked out for. But
100%.
But if like, bro,
they almost
out.
Lost their liquor license.
Really?
Yeah they got shut down, bro.
No, they have.
They didn't get shut down. They couldn't serve liquor for like it was like almost four months.
Yeah, yeah. I remember
was
that.
Was I living here for
yes,
that?
Yes. No, you were not.
This is like 20.
That's
no,
why
were,
I didn't hear
18,
about.
19?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you were no, say. He wasn't here. Yeah, Miracle almost got their shit taken away.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'll give it to Miracle. I think the person who actually did get like I don't remember if it was like a drunk driving accident or something like that. But
it was some bullshit. Right?
Yeah, but it was like an important person. Like
Oh yeah.
I may be getting this totally wrong, but I think it was like some like
are you talking about Miracle?
Some like official in Tom's River's daughter.
No.
What was it?
That what you're talking about? You're not lying. What you're talking about was
that was
Jenks.
Miracle. No, that was the oh, was it was
the girl
Jenks.
Was Jenks.
It was no.
The dude was Miracle, was and then the first dude was Tiffany's on 37.
I remember that because Tiffany's ain't there no more because of this.
That's when it turned out.
So anyway, the point of the question is right. do you guys feel like bars are in some way responsible?
I feel like they
for
always
that?
Should. They always should.
Listen.
No. I'm sorry.
All right.
Because you said
right,
bars. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take it back.
Yeah.
You're a bartender,
right?
Sometimes there's only two, max three of you, 60 people. 3-6 ratio.
I'll give you this.
You, the last thing you're thinking about is
how ripped
how
are you?
Fucked up are you and how are you going
to
get home?
It's hard.
You're the bartender.
It's
you're
hard
making
to keep track
sure
of that.
You're making these drinks. You're making sure they're getting them right.
Right.
You're making sure you're getting the right
you
money.
You can barely
right
hear.
Fucking,
making
yeah,
sure
you're
ringing
right
shit
in the
into
drawer,
the register,
you're making
right?
Sure you're giving the same change back. Everything.
Right.
It's not that part. No. I feel like, and 100%, because some situations are different, but if it's a bar scenario, I'm sorry. Your fucking workers have so much more to worry about than your fucking well-being. You should know when you fucking take your keys and get in the fucking car. If you thought that you were going to smash into a fucking median, bro, you should have stopped where you
well,
thought you were
going to
stop.
Now you're getting into the whole point of... You're sitting there asking.
I'm just saying, like the person
I feel you,
that
but,
knows
but
that they're going to get fucked up.
But that person doesn't know it. Their judgment is impaired.
Beforehand, though, like I feel like if me and you, just give me a second. Just give me
Go
a second
ahead.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Me and you love to drink, love it. When
right.
we go out, we hit a bar.
I'm very aware of my state when I do things.
And if we're
oh, me
at
too.
Where we're going to be at.
But some people aren't.
We, like, listen, me and you have done some dumb things.
Yeah, a
but
lot.
When we had to really get
I've been
shit
ripping
done,
down the parkway with
we'll
the bottle in the car.
We'll call somebody that knows that they don't want to pick us up.
Oh, yeah.
Those nights.
We'll call somebody that doesn't want to pick us up that will pick us up because we know that we really can't push this limit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have that limit. But I'm not condoning drunk driving. I'm
not
just saying.
Drunk driving. I, mean,
I ain't
going to
lie, though, dude.
I'm just saying I'm an aviator.
I can't blame the...
I'm a pilot.
I can't blame the staff. I can't blame the staff of where you're drinking at.
So
on your mistakes.
I agree with you.
I
totally do agree with you. I do think, however, they have a little bit of culpability.
Me too.
Like, if you see somebody who can barely stand
or talk.
All right, so here's
right,
real
right. You see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
this is even a cutoff. I just, real quick. We'll put it in our miracle. You can feel the setting. You
right.
can see
the setting. Yeah, of course.
Very little small
shitty.
Bar.
Yeah, a little shitty.
You see who's getting shots.
Yeah.
You kind of, you don't know the people, but you know the people.
Yeah. I was going to say, you also have to realize too, dude, at Miracle, it's a restaurant / bar.
Right.
So each table has a waiter, so they can determine how drunk
but
at
here's
the table.
Thing. I'm almost 100% certain that at least here in New Jersey, I think this is actually a thing everywhere, that if you serve alcohol, you have to serve at least some kind of food. In this
really?
Establishment. You sure? Oh, for sure. I think, no.
I was going to say, no. Dude, karma.
No, they don't. No. They do not. They do not.
Oh, that's why they give you like popcorn and shit?
No, Karma had the restaurant right next to it, which was part.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Wait, listen. No, so this is what I'm saying. You do not have to, like, the bar itself doesn't have to serve food.
They're not going
to
be able to fucking eat.
So Karma did have the little restaurant. No, were you talking about Karma or Bamboo?
I said Karma, but Bamboo had the.
Karma did have the little restaurant.
Bamboo have a restaurant
too? They did. So I'm thinking.
Same with Aztec.
What I'm saying is that I think on the grounds of the establishment, right?
They need
that
some
you
type
are serving.
Of food?
Yes, they. I think by law they have to have some type of food.
You
available.
Might be right, actually.
I'm pretty sure.
When
I
you
am.
Put it like that, I think you might be right.
It could be fries.
When was the last time you went to a bar that didn't have something? You could
nothing, Johnny you know Max with them. Free
Johnny Max
serves when you
freebie
buy
pizzas.
A beer.
Yeah.
Freebie
yeah.
pizzas.
But technically, it's not free. You're buying a beer and then you get a ticket.
Correct. But
yeah.
the but point it's a free is that
there's food there.
I don't
that
think I've ever been to any kind of establishment that didn't serve some
like,
type
what,
of food.
Just straight up alcohol.
What about that one bar, the Eyeball, I think?
No, they do. They serve burgers and shit.
They do?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And also, if you're an owner of a bar, you know when people drink?
They're hungry. And it's only it's only common
it's only
sense
right.
that
yeah.
you want to serve
both
fucking
go
food
together.
Yeah.
at a location. But I'm pretty sure it's actually a law that you cannot serve strictly alcohol. You
and
have
what
to
place
have,
does?
No, because it's stupid. You're missing out on money.
Yeah, exactly.
But
fuck
listen,
the safe part.
If somebody wants to fucking audit this goddamn episode or audit what I'm saying, go ahead. I would love to know. But I'm pretty sure that is some type of fucking ordinance or a law that if you're serving liquor, you have to at least have some type of food available to your patrons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this.
Yeah.
If you're not, I mean, I
so
agree
all
right,
you're an idiot.
So we're kind of like
flag on the play challenge.
We're kind of like 85. We're kind of like 85-15.
In my opinion,
85 that they're not responsible. 15.
I just feel like your bar
they
just
are.
Have so much to do and so much other.
Totally.
Shit
exactly. They don't have to. They shouldn't have to
honestly,
babysit.
Listen.
Yes.
To me,
totally.
It depends on 100%. An establishment. A club, they have no time.
None.
Only
in
if
a place,
you see,
but in a place like Miracle, where you know
smaller,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you know, you have a like what? It's a four to a table where we sit.
Right.
So like the people
and
that sit
like
there, they're waiters.
Like
they, you know,
yeah.
you're dealing with four people. I think you can tell when somebody's getting drunk.
But also,
like you know how many drinks you're giving them.
But if
doesn't
you
Miracle
are,
have a limit?
Now
yes, they do. They have a shot limit.
Yeah.
And
a lot of places have shot limits.
Somebody died. Coming out of Miracle just like they did out of Tiffany's and just like how they did out of Tiki.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But at the same time.
No, that chick that came out of Jenks did not die. She got into a car accident. She didn't die.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't die. But
I stand corrected.
But her father raised hell.
I think homeboy had bread to raise
pulled.
Hell.
Yeah,
I think
he was
politically connected over there.
Right.
But my only thing is my final stand.
How pleasant motherfuckers are.
My final stand is if you're a bartender at a club or anywhere, you have so much going on. But if you see somebody be like, another shot, and they're like falling over, you got to be like, all right, bro. That you can see no matter how busy you are.
If
but
you
other than
that,
that,
you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's like 90-10.
Yeah, right.
90
yeah,
on the
yeah,
person,
10
that. On
you
the
know,
bar,
I
if
just,
not less.
I just feel like if you can at least prove that you presented some type of effort to mitigate who gets drinks, then you're fine.
Yeah, try to
because,
be okay, hold on one sec. A couple times.
Because there's no fucking way these busy ass chicks and dudes that are at a bar dealing with fucking
hundreds
like,
of
goats
people.
Hanging over a fence like, can I get another shot? Let
yeah.
But how are you supposed to know?
Yeah. Literally.
And you don't even know if this guy's driving.
Yeah,
you have,
no
idea
whole,
if this person's
the
even going to drive.
And then everyone's going to lie
a bit
on
Uber. And it's
right.
not even... It's,
right.
it's I mean, I guess you can say it's like somebody's fault, but it's like really not. It's really not.
I think we're on the right track here. Drinking. I think the bars have to have a tiny bit of culpability.
Bro,
but
like growing up and everything about you drinking.
5-10%.
You want to say something?
It's tiny.
At best.
I forgot what I just said, and it's legit like 5 seconds ago.
Do you agree? Like, I feel
that's
like...
That's crazy.
I feel like when you go out... Listen, the four of us have been out wilding out.
Oh, yeah.
We know what the fuck we're getting into.
Listen, oh, yeah.
But we know every time, and we're a bunch of jerk offs.
Uh huh.
Every time, though, no matter what,
how we
have
home?
A safe way home.
Yeah.
No matter what, there has been some times where we
Uber,
fucked up and
Lyft.
Drove drunk. I'm not condoning it. There's been times like this, but nine
Bro,
times
from your
out
house.
Of ten for the pod that we've gotten home
I mean?
Safe, not
oh, yeah.
us drunk driving. Because we were like, all right, fuck it. We got to call a taxi. We got to call an Uber.
Wait,
we
gotta call do something.
Let me just get a disclaimer for anybody listening. Please call the taxi.
Call the Uber. Call the Lyft.
Call the fucking
it's
Uber.
It's 2023. Yeah.
Seriously, like, if
don't
you're
be a jerk off.
If you're broke
because
to the point.
If it's not you dying, it's somebody's
right.
fucking
I'm not
going to
lie.
If you're
shit.
At the point where you feel like
here's
you can't afford the
PSA.
Uber, you can't afford
you
to drink.
Go out.
I feel
you
like I'm
going to
have an aneurysm whenever I'm driving drunk,
you
bro.
Know what
like,
mean?
I'm so paranoid.
You're so focused.
The whole time.
I feel like that's the kind of crew we have. Like, when we drive drunk, again, not condoning this, I feel like we're all the type of good people that really like look out and be like, yo.
It's like,
all
right, everybody lock in.
I'm drunk
oh my
and
God.
I just want to get everybody home safe. I feel like when other people drink and drive, this might sound like an alcoholic thing. Like, I don't know what I'm saying.
They don't know what they're
Listen,
doing.
Like,
I just,
they don't care. They don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah.
Because I've been on that same spot too. When I'm on by myself.
Some
like,
people
I
can't
hit,
think
I
straight.
I hit curbs, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
There's no condoning of this right now. But I
Never.
Feel like, because Tyler will tell you right now. Like, Tyler's been in the car with me under the influence. On point. Like, yo, Brand, like, you're fucking up. You're swerving here. You're swerving there.
You got to have that second
Bro,
set of
but,
eyes.
But the crazy thing is I'll be drunk with him.
Doesn't he, you know,
yeah,
doesn't
I mean,
make it better. But I'm just saying, I feel like there's not a lot of groups of friends.
No, but see, me, when we're two different drunks. You know what I'm saying?
Very,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, two different drunks.
Listen, it doesn't matter what
pedal?
I'm on. Listen.
We've talked about that.
We have. All right. We can talk about it again. But listen.
It's fine.
Fuck.
But no, go ahead. Continue,
you made me
please.
Miss my or lose my train of thought. What was I saying?
Oh my God!
What were you just saying?
You were saying that you're two different kinds of drunks.
Oh yeah, we are two different kinds of drunks. Just like you know,
well, because you gotta remember,
we don't have
you
the same highs when we
drink.
Smoke. Nah, if I go out to the bar sometimes, you know,
I feel like you're like
that's
a three Corona.
Point. I'm,
and like a
I'm
blunt.
More
Tyler's
of like
a sporadic drinker.
Right. Nah, I just feel like I watch, like you know.
You
just
do.
In case something's going to pop off. I just want to be the
well,
first one.
Well, I feel like we can close this topic out by saying you're an adult. If you're going to go
Figure
out and you're
going to
fucking drink, you should know your limits. You should know how you're getting home. And you should know what's going to happen in your night. And
yes.
I don't think you should try to hold your server responsible for your, you know, irresponsibilities.
Exactly. And if you cannot afford Uber, Lyft, or taxi, do not go out and drink.
If you can't afford a taxi, you can't afford to drink. Okay, let's just chop.
Oh
this
my
up.
God, I remember what I was going to say before.
Oh,
it
great.
Was actually an old story with
no.
me and you.
Oh no,
I love these.
Oh yeah,
no.
Because you know why I love these, bro. The Tyler and James show is like the best to me is because we see James now as like. Like a born again Christian. Like
I remember
just,
when this kid was
like
trying to have dreads.
He just got baptized.
I remember when it was shit. You, I remember
see,
cutting
I've seen videos
them.
Of
you had the little
dreads, like just like smacking people, fucking talking about parking lots.
Nah,
like,
but dude,
you don't like to talk about this. That's
nah,
a bad laugh.
It was when,
I saw that James come out at This Is Hard.
No, you ready?
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah,
no,
favorite.
James, it was me, you, Armir.
Oh god.
Oh, I got another story.
Window liquor. Remember uh-huh. window liquor?
Oh man!
Yeah, remember, bro? We were at the Wawa in front of the old house, right?
Wait,
river.
Which old house?
River.
So,
me, James, and everyone.
Wawa?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're in that parking lot, mind you. We're drunk. What do? What we? I think we had a bottle of E&J and like a bottle of Hennessy, right?
Okay.
So we're like, all right, listen. We're going from here to Exxon on Fisher, the OG Exxon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
And Four Turn Shell.
Listen, it's still Exxon. What are you
it's
talking
still
about?
Exxon. Across from Four
Five
Seasons.
What are you talking about?
Across from Four Seasons.
That's
yeah.
Okay, yes.
So we're going from 37 to Fisher.
Right.
You damn near just drive straight.
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
We're like, yeah, bring us here. And she's like, I don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
We're like, bitch, you live in this town.
But I don't know.
Like, so I was like, all right, just give me your fucking keys. Just give me your keys. Mind you, I'm drunk as a fucking skunk.
Oh, man. man.
Smoking. Fucking.
He had a backwood.
Oh, no. Remember, I rolled it up when we were sitting next to the parking lot. So, bro, I drive drunk as a fucking skunk all the way to Exxon, right?
Cool. Hell yeah.
Bro.
No else.
No license.
Don't nobody drive more than somebody with no license.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't suspend my keys, I'm driving.
That's Brian, that's Brian's credo.
No, but this was the best part about it. So somehow, some way, by the grace of God, I get us to fucking Exxon, right? Now, I forget who goes into the store, but I'm in the driver's seat, drunk as fuck, rolling a backwood.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, right?
Now, a car pulls in with a car full of people. Remember, Armir starts arguing with them?
Of course.
And, like, they see me rolling. They're like, oh, yo, bro, what's up? That's cool, dude. I'm like, yo, bro, just give me 2 feet, bro.
Yeah, give me...
Back the fuck up.
Before social distance, please.
Yeah, social distance. Before it, I just didn't want people around me.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? But, nah, I remember fucking Armir tried fighting him and everything. Like, yo, Armir, chill the fuck out, dude. Like,
mind you, this person did not know how to handle their alcohol literally ever.
Yeah, bro, first off, I'm rolling a backwood. I'm drunk as fuck, no license. And I'm in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro,
sounds like a Sunday.
If you don't shut your ass up.
Yeah.
So finally he gets in the car. We go to Martin's complex at the end of
Fisher.
Shout
out to Martin.
Right? We park where we usually park.
Hell yeah.
Bro, we finish smoking the backwood.
Okay.
You had like a clip left.
Yeah, that's why I said we finished the backwood. Bro, we're sitting in this parking space. Next thing you know, this shit lights up like fucking the 4th of July, bro.
Four of them.
Surround us.
Again.
12.
Yeah, bro, how can we get pulled over if we were already parked?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, yo. Yeah. Four of them pull up.
You want to know why they got called? Because earlier in the night, I told this girl, I was like, watch out. Armir likes eating ass or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was just fucking with him.
Yeah,
and he took that shit to heart.
Yeah.
Bro, this motherfucker screaming all fucking loud,
he was
going
yelling,
crazy.
Screaming.
Finally, I go talk to him, like, yo, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, why you tripping, bro?
It's a joke.
You fucking turn like, dude, fucking. I'm like, yo, bro, you want to know what's crazy? She probably didn't believe it when I first said
it's
it.
It's a literal
but
joke.
But when you started to freak out and everything, you made yourself look crazy, like you were trying to defend yourself. Saying,
right.
Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You look guilty.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, you know, I joke around. Absolutely. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, relax.
Go back to the car, get in. Next thing you know, boom.
Four cop cars pull up, bro.
Wait,
four of them.
You were there?
Yes. Yeah. I was in the back seat. Whole time.
Yo,
whole fucking
somehow
time.
Somehow conceal both bottles.
Yo, hold on, wait, where's my snare? I can't. Hold
but
on.
The whole...
Hold on, we got a little technical difficulties. Where's my fucking snare?
What are you talking about?
I can't hear you guys.
Are you serious?
I swear.
All right.
Besides the
so,
point.
Yeah, besides
what the happened point. Was, I remember in this girl's back seat, it was filthy. So I remember just taking all that garbage, lifting it up, and throwing both bottles under all that shit. And I was...
Bro, that one cop was a dickhead.
Oh, yeah. He was the only dickhead.
Yeah. Bro, the other ones were all cool, bro. Talking
cool
about football, everything. This dude being a dickhead. Talking about, oh, why are you in the driver's seat if it's not your car? I was like, I don't know. We were just chilling. She wanted to hop in the back
she
and hang out.
She wanted to get up in the shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Mind you, Tyler's got a clip of a badass backwood in his
underwear. No, in my underwear.
Were the
bro,
keys in that car?
Undies.
They were in the ignition, but the car was turned off.
Don't matter. Let me tell you how close you are to getting a DUI. You are lucky as fuck, my friend.
Yeah.
Dude, this is what fucks you.
Yeah.
Keys in the car. Period. If you're in the driver's seat, you're intoxicated,
no, listen,
and keys are in the car, you can get
a
DUI.
No, listen, dude. They were trying to get something because, bro, they...
I'm sure they were.
You ready? So me and old girl switched spots. I was like, yo, fuck this. Take me back to the crib. I ain't getting
caught. Yeah. I'm like, yo, disperse.
I said, listen, James, I don't give a fuck what you saying. You coming back to my crib with me.
And I was like,
I was like, listen, when I get these gut feelings, like straight up, I don't feel right. We need to get, like,
we need to go.
And I believe him every time.
You can ask him because he's been there first handed.
I believe him every time.
So,
every time.
Yeah. So, you ready? We get dropped off at my house. Or, no, we go to Exxon first.
Okay.
And while we're sitting there, I peep, I'm rolling a blunt. And I'm like, yo, is that the same fucking cop over there in the 7-Eleven parking lot watching us?
Right across from Exxon.
No.
Bro, I look at this bitch. I say, yo, bro, you better drive fucking correct on the way to my house. I said, I'll bet any amount of money. As soon as we pull out, he's going to give it a couple seconds. He's coming right behind us.
Uh-huh. And guess what?
as soon as we pulled out, gave it a couple seconds, came behind us. I say, yo, bust this right. I just want to see something real quick.
Yep, followed.
Bro, followed us all the way to my house, dude.
I remember, did we?
Bro, as soon as we got out the car, he was passing us.
Yeah, and he was going to turn around.
And then I remember me and you walked straight to the backyard, and we were watching, and they pulled up by that fucking stop sign.
Yeah.
And another cop.
Yep.
They were trying to get something.
Oh, they yeah. They were nothing. Mad as
bro,
hell,
I went
bro.
Straight in the fucking backyard, bro. Fucking, I was like, yo, bro, give me your shit. I'm going to put mine in your shit. I'm going to stuff it in the gutter real quick.
Yeah.
All right, now that the shit's tough, let's go out fucking front. And if they're still sitting there, let's go ask them what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. We're about to, what the fuck y'all want, man?
No, straight up, me and him looked at each other. Bro, as soon as everything was out of my pocket, I was like, yeah, come on, bro. If you want to go over there and be like, yo, dude, why the fuck you follow me to my house? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, no.
Well, I hate that shit. It's just like, if you got nothing, get the fuck away from me. Stop trying to find something.
Bro, but the thing is, bro, you know they smelt that tree.
Yeah.
Bro, we just got done smoking that fat ass back. Yeah. I'm surprised. Bro, did they ever say anything about it?
Never.
Because they never said nothing to me about it.
They didn't say nothing to me.
And bro, that fucking
I was sitting behind
bro, that
the whole
fat
time.
Ass roach was in my underwear, bro. I know whatever cop was Stankin'. On me.
Dick
bro,
cheese.
Actually, yeah. It was the fucking dickhead cop that was at my window too, bro.
Yeah, the bald dude
never said something.
Yeah, but now it's like crazy, like years removed from like me smoking bud and shit. Now that it's legal, I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, so here's a great question to that.
I love it.
I'm sorry, I just gotta do a little. Do you hear me on the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so what you just said. Do you feel like when we used to get in trouble as kids for like dumb shit like this, like pot, you know, or just like wilding out, I feel like nobody gets in trouble for this anymore?
Ever.
Because like, and like, even if it comes to that circumstance,
and no,
it ends so quick.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to make a big deal out
no,
of it.
No, it's not just
you
that.
Have a new generation
it's
of cops.
It's just unfortunately that hard drugs are so much more common at there's so much as common
as weed.
The hard
drug for us was weed.
Yeah.
Is that
and
what
now
saying?
That fentanyl, pills, coke, all that shit is just as common as weed that they're like, you know what? Let him smoke. Even right. If it's not legal. Fuck it. Let him smoke. You know what I mean? Even though I don't smoke anymore,
if
I want that shit to be legal everywhere.
See, that's
thank you, God.
Right. You know, but it's like, you know, I can't with my job. It is what it is.
Bro,
you know?
Like I've gotten like jammed up a bunch of times, like scared shitless, and I'm man, like, yo, like, are we about to do like 25 to life for some weed?
Man, who you telling? Like, I remember the first time I ever got jammed up was over a dime bag that I got spotted.
A dime
to
bag,
me.
And you like in. Like,
I didn't even pay.
Like, that's like shake.
No. And they're talking to me like, where's the guy? Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean, bro?
What fucking guy?
Like, what do you mean? Like, where's the main guy? And I'm
for a
dime they're
bag?
Talking about like the operation. I'm like, bro, this is a half a gram in my fucking nutsack right now. You shitting me?
And the operation.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's
who
insane.
Do you think you're talking to? The fuck?
So, yo, what's up with this this Facebook and IG that's allowing trans women to show their tits
yo,
now?
Trans people.
No.
Nah. Let me take that back real quick.
They're only allowing trans and non-binary people.
So I can't see regular tits unless it's a fucking man with, I quote, up top surgery? That's a thing. You know, that's a fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all can suck my fucking dick with that.
You would like that.
I don't want to see man tits. I want to see... Nah, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, bro.
I mean, I...
Fuck that shit.
I just think we're headed...
In a horrible direction.
I think we're just headed...
I say what you want to say. You're just screaming into the mic.
I know, my fault. But I'm very fucking annoyed about that shit.
We're headed...
I can't see a pair of fucking women tits.
Well, man tits? You know?
Nah, yo.
I got a cis
if
male.
We're freeing
the
titties for everybody, freeing for everyone.
Can you ask me that question? Because I bet you none of us can. A cis male? What the fuck does that mean?
That just means straight.
Is that a bitch?
That just like, no. Cis means straight. That's all it means.
So what the fuck?
Are you positive on this?
1,000%.
I don't even care.
All cis means
straight.
I don't
even give a fuck.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if he's not positive.
But what?
Because, bro, if you're gay, yo, suck dick. Yo,
that's fine.
Yo, if you're a lesbian,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care at all.
If you're a lesbian,
eat some rug.
Munch on fucking carpet.
Do your thing.
Yo, you want to do both? Do it.
Hey, you want to mix it up?
You
yeah.
Fuck with me and tell me that you wish you had a dick, but you don't, so you're going to act like you got one? bitch, I will fucking.
Oh man.
Oh god. Oh. I just, it's bullshit.
Listen,
it's bullshit.
What pisses me off?
I don't give a fuck how offensive it is, bro.
What gets me mad the most is that we're the only country that's having these types of arguments, and everyone else is laughing at us. Like, yo, what are y'all talking about?
What the fuck?
Like,
well, I was telling Brian,
there's a lot of countries around the world are like, they're way more lax with this shit than we are. They're actually laughing at us because we've got such a problem with it.
About it is because if somebody wants to suck a dick and a fucking lick a cunt. Wow. They're gonna keep it to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just your kind of
deal. No, but that's my point. In other countries, like, it's not a big deal, so people don't, they're not like pressing the issue. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
how they do it and everything in here.
They're not immediate, like, they're not fucking bringing it to the attention like how the United States is. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, whatever, fucking do you. But you don't need to fucking change everybody's life over it. Exactly. And it's like other countries, like they don't have this kind of argument. Whereas in like America, it's like, yo, people are acting like even if I'm cool with you, they're like, no, but you're not. Bro, how the fuck are you gonna tell me I'm not?
It's insane.
Like, I don't care what you do with your life, but you're over here telling me because I don't cater to your feelings in a certain way that like I'm some type of phobic.
I'm cool with it.
Do you know,
give a fuck what you are?
I don't give
how
a fuck.
We're very, very separated as a country when it comes to
everything.
Race, fucking voter identity.
There's another big thing.
Hey,
all that.
If you believe in God, you're a fucking jerk off.
There's another big thing that comes down to play with that. Like, aside from like Canada and like Russia. No, like, yeah, hear me out. Aside from like Canada and Russia, do you guys understand that almost every other country in the world is a fraction the size of America?
Oh yeah.
Fraction of the size.
Tiny.
Right.
China.
Very, very tiny. It's very, very easy to get a smaller group of people on board with the same idea than it is to get the size of our country on board with the same idea.
Yeah. But it's...
Okay.
It's like, oh, yo, look at the UK. The UK can fit on the East Coast.
Really?
Absolutely. Germany is like a quarter of the size of Texas.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I did not know that.
Yo, Africa is a continent. You know, you can fucking fit. You can fit China, the United States, fucking. You can fit almost all of South America at the same time in Africa.
No.
Absolutely.
U.S. 100%. You said U.S. China.
You can fit the U.S., China, and basically all of South America.
That's like a quarter of the population.
In Africa.
U.S. and China.
In Africa.
To us, it's the population.
Africa is so huge, people have no idea how big it is.
I did not know that.
Because our maps are very, very deceptive on how big they portray Africa to be.
Deceiving or deceptive?
Both.
It's like the same thing.
Oh, okay.
But my point is that all these other countries, we don't really realize how tiny they are compared to our country.
That's a very good point.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Like, bro, like, Iran is, like, you could fit Iran in Texas.
For sure.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying this whole South America, like, Africa shit. No. That kind of blew me away.
Like, China would probably fill up from the Mississippi over to the west.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
us
like the Mississippi to the
they're
to
over
the east.
A billion people.
Maybe a little. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like the Mississippi to the west. But the point is you can fit China in America.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like, it's very like people like you were just saying, like, we're very separated as a country. We're, you know what I mean,
do
like,
everything.
But it's very, very hard to get the size of the amount of people that we have to try to come together on one. Like, it's not like we're a lot bigger
like
than we are than
I
we think
never
we are.
Thought of
we
it
are very,
as in,
very big.
I never thought of it in the sense of, yeah, it does suck that, you know, we're separated and shit. But I never thought about population
and
size
like, there's
and how
a,
that
there's
plays
like
a role.
Another thing, like, yo, people want to bitch about, like, all right, let's just say healthcare, right? How they say, oh, the UK and Canada, they have healthcare that's given to them by the country,
but
right?
But it sucks.
No, but the thing is that, bro, their tax rate is like 58%.
Oh, my God, it's nuts.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely nuts.
That's, bro, I used to work with this guy who had a house in England. He was a super English guy. I'm talking like fucking like... I can't do an English accent. I'm not about
to
try.
I was waiting for you to do
it.
My man
was like, yo, biscuits and tea.
Yeah,
like, hello,
you know
what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
He was telling me that the tax rate is so fucking bad in the UK that, like, all right, so boom. Let's say that me and you wanted to go on a fishing trip, right? We wanted to go on a fishing trip.
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, I could be like, yo, James, how about fucking 3 days from now we plan, like, 2 hours and let's go fishing, right?
Yeah.
He said in order for him to plan out to get the money for bait, tackle and this, that, and the third, they'd have to plan that shit out like 3 months in advance.
Oh.
Because they do not have the liquid amount of cash that we do over here because of yeah. the tax rate.
Yeah.
So I do. It's like very give and take. That's why when people want to act like fucking America sucks, bro, like you got it really fucked
up.
You do
I'm not
going
to say that.
You do
sucks.
Not know about the rest of the world.
No.
Here we go.
I'm not going to say that it sucks.
You really don't. Yo, China and their mass surveillance right now. Right oh, bro, did y'all hear
about
that
the balloon?
Did y'all? Yeah. Oh,
wait, what is that? I saw that at the gym today.
Some type of surveillance.
There was there. You know what? Here's my thing.
Oh, he's got the Trump hands there, on. Yeah. He goes, okay. We're not the best country. Some say it's the best.
Some say it's the best. We have people looking into it. We're probably the best ever. But yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Fake
news.
Yep. So, fake news.
Anyway, apparently there's like this surveillance balloon.
It's on purpose.
Possibly, because you know my thing is that if that
we're
was...
So
if
they need something to distract us would, with.
Yeah, maybe. But my thing is that if it was if you could really prove that another country was flying a balloon over our fucking country,
why the fuck have you shot
balloon.
It down?
And that's what they said, a balloon.
To do anything, to do anything, and the, like our government wasn't with it, bro. I'd been mac that shit out the sky.
Oh,
it's over.
And I'd have been
like, nothing.
Yeah, and I would have sent the email to China, like, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, nice like, try. You tried. You thought.
Yeah.
You know what
is
I mean?
There a problem?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, last bitch. Time I seen something yeah. about it, it was like over northern U.S. or whatever.
I saw it when I was at the gym today. I
don't know where it is. I saw this news thing.
I
saw this news thing where they were saying like I guess like the quote unquote U.S. government like looked into it. It doesn't have the ability to like survey people's private data.
So shoot that shit out the sky.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have the ability to like you know what I mean to go into people's like fucking like private fucking servers or like it doesn't have that whatever. But my point is that if you're gonna sit here and tell me that another country is just flying a balloon aimlessly over
just
our country,
us.
And you
imagine,
guys
like they said it was Russia, like,
and you're not about to do nothing about it. Like, it's not even like you're saying a company in America is doing
it.
No, you're saying a
country.
Country.
Do you feel some type of way? Like, I feel like what I just said was kind of like accurate, and I'm not really big on the.
What did you just
like,
say?
I said I was like, imagine if like the balloon said Russia.
Oh, it'd be a wrap.
It'd be over.
China owns us.
China owns
thank you.
An extreme amount
I didn't
of America.
Have to say anything. Yeah. It's because it's just like it's in our faces.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm
look
not
at
saying
everything
I'm
you buy.
China.
Where is it from?
I'm not saying like I love Chinese people. Like I'm not saying that I'm against it. I'm just saying
of course.
The way the world works is right now. Like if it was a Russian tagged balloon.
Oh, we big.
Which
yo.
Is still very embarrassing.
If that shit was flying around with the Russian star.
Oh, brother.
Over.
People would be thinking that Red Dawn was about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like
they'd be like, let the nukes go.
Wait, is that a movie you've actually
speaking
seen?
Speaking of Chinese,
Red
though,
Dawn?
No, but I know what it is.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Speaking of Chinese, though, bro, have you been seeing any of those crazy, like, cooking videos?
No.
I watch
like, when
all
it's, like, in
videos.
The middle of the mountains and shit?
Yes.
Bro.
No.
Not going to lie. Some of that shit I would try. There's a lot of the shit that I've seen them make that, like, I probably wouldn't. Like, dude, like, they be frying these, like, leech-looking things.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing I would not try, definitely.
True.
Like, dude, you legit watch them, like, cut up a fucking turtle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking turtle soup.
But, like, to kind of slightly circle back to, like, when it comes to separation and stuff, because, like, when I was younger, I was more, I guess you can say, to the left. But when I got older, I was more to the right. But now
do you
I'm
feel
just
like you're really to the left, though.
I was saying,
age,
yes.
Like, but like I feel like it's what you're seeing. But well, like you're hearing.
Because we don't understand how easily influenced we are.
That's
so
what,
then,
that's
once
what I
mean. Became,
I feel like when you're saying, I feel terrible jumping in your fucking your whole conversation. But I feel like, did you feel like you like were like strongly to the left, or just
no?
You were
what it was
that like made you be like, all right, I kind of agree with this.
What it was me being young and impressionable, and then when I got
right.
older, I was like, this is me now.
Right.
But then I was like, that ain't me either. So now I changed my voter ID to independent. Not that I'm gonna ever vote anyway.
Right.
I like that you went independent. I like
yeah.
that.
Because I'm the type of person. I'm the type of person. I'm so in the middle. If you're gay, I hope you can legally get married, own guns, and protect
and
own land and smoke weed.
Right.
That's how middle of the road that I am.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, do whatever the fuck.
That's
to
it.
A certain extent. But
exactly.
It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think you don't see a lot of other.
You know what's weird?
Countries that fucking
is
hate their own people as much as we do, I feel
we
like.
We do. And it's working. What they're doing is working.
Unless it doesn't get publicized over there as much as it does over here.
It does
here.
Not. It does not.
I
yeah.
feel like America is in like the most shambles
see, here's my
it's
thing.
Ever been.
I don't think the average common American, I don't think anybody has a problem with anyone.
is hyped up more than his.
So what do you think? It's fear.
I think it's propagandated. That's probably not a word, but
so yeah. Propaganda.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I just feel like it's whatever. Like, I just feel like it's done on purpose.
So because, like, actually, like, let me it's fear.
Let me just kick it to you like this, right? All right. So let's just say there's some fucked up situation going, right? And let's say that you're a Republican, right, and your neighbor's a liberal, right, or he's a Democrat or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that there's this fucked up ass situation happen. I definitely truly feel that, like, the most common people in our country will find the right solution no matter what is going on.
Okay.
But people like to argue.
Yeah.
Like, our country,
everybody wants to be
the
right.
Very basis of our country is propagated on freedom. You feel me? So, like, when somebody starts to have a difference of opinion to you, you get defensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like when it comes down to just genuine morality, I feel like most Americans always will find the correct and, like, moral and right path to take any situation. But people like to argue, right, and people do not like having their opinions have any type of rebuttal against.
Okay.
It's the whole, bro, it's the fucking Coliseum, bro. It's the circus. It's the circus, bro.
It's all like, about shooting Gavin.
Circus. What I will,
I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, like, Republican, Democrat, liberal, or anything, right, bro, if you see, like, a fucking kid getting beat,
you're gonna do something about it.
Every one of you is gonna be like, nah, this shit is not right.
I don't care what he believes in, I'm gonna help that person.
Right. Or if you see some fucking homeless person getting fucked up, whether you're a Republican or not, and you wanna sit there and say, well, that person should have done more for his own life, you're not about to sit there and say, oh, that person deserves to get fucked up.
Yeah, no, not at all.
None of that shit.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a little bit more on the right side because, listen, here's my thing. My thing is only this. Whatever I can build and whatever I can do for myself, you do not deserve to ride on my coattails because I did it for me.
Yeah, facts. Right. Yeah.
Because I've been down here, bro. I've been down here.
Yeah.
I'm all for helping my fellow man. I'm all for spreading, you know, some type of community love. I'm all for that, like, you know, the community that you live in, you gotta try to help and build up and this, that, and a fucking third, right? But the problem with that is that there are those people out there that are just going to fucking be leeches on those that are actually doing
it. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And that's why I can't be far right. I mean, far left.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Because I can't vibe down with that fucking whole, you know, as a group, we got to support each other. I fuck with that. But there's only so much that I'm going to support you if you won't support yourself.
I'm not going to go broke.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
You. Sorry.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I'm just very big on fucking, yo, if you built it for yourself, I have no right to take it from you, and I have no right to ask more of you because you're up here and I haven't been able to get up there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why fucking, you know, that's why capitalism is honestly the best form of economic fucking way to go.
As fucked up as it can be,
it is. Because it allows you as an individual to build yourself up as big as you can possibly make yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you think 100%. Of communism and shit like that, bro? Communism is basically like whatever the country has, we all have.
Yeah.
If you're doing better,
it sounds better than it is.
If you're doing better, you need to give more because you're doing better. Yeah. Or if you're doing less, you get to have more because you're doing less. Well, that
sounds good.
That works out in theory.
Exactly.
It works out in theory, but it doesn't work out when you've got people who have no effort or no desire to make themselves better.
Yeah.
And you're telling me I got to support this person just because I've taken initiative to build my own life better.
Yeah. Right.
I don't fuck with that.
It's like when the pod blows up and everyone's like, yo, like, you're from Jersey, like, yo, my mom's on Section 8, where's this money at? The fuck you mean where this money at? I don't know you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what it's like. Dick.
Yeah, it's like, oh well. But at the same time, it's like, I feel compassion. It's like, damn, that sucks. I'm sorry. But, like, I don't want to pay your bills.
Because I got it out the mud.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I think it's fucked up. But as a country, through all race relations and all this shit, they try to separate us through gender. They try to separate us through race. And now they're trying to separate us through vaccination status. They want to try to separate us as much as they can because we do more damage to the higher-ups as a unit together as we do separated. The more separated we are, they're like, all right, now we got them. We fucking got them. And when we're together, like, shit, we can't have that.
Did you see that crazy video of that trans woman, I believe it was? Actually, yeah, the one I sent you.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know,
like,
that name.
Yeah. That shit was madness.
Oh, that we saw before the pod?
Yeah, the one I sent you when I was taking a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, what was...
I forgot exactly what she...
I didn't know what it was.
I don't know...
She was saying, he or she was saying something like, oh, you can't be mad because we want to have periods.
No.
This and that.
Trying to say that trans women are more of a woman than an actual. All right,
so here's where I feel like some people are just, they're kind of muddling the whole spectrum. And this is just my opinion, whatever. So I feel like there's a very, very big difference between being a biological woman and having femininity.
I can't even talk about this shit right now.
You know what I'm saying?
But she was trying to say that she knew more about being a woman than an actual woman, as in the sense of like, what was it?
But that's my point.
All because you have ovaries doesn't make you a woman. That's my
point. The whole point of the video that we're talking about is that this was a fucking man.
Here he goes.
You know what? Fucking can't speak you fucking want to.
McConaughey. Here we go.
But no. This is fucking real. Listen, I don't give a fuck if you want to be a fucking unicorn. Yeah. I back you. I will back you 100%. You're going to sit here being a full... You had a dick. You're going to sit here and a full-fledged man. You want to be gay? You want all the equality? I'm with it. Don't overbear me and try to fucking be like, oh no, we need more of this and that.
And don't say shit to my kids.
Right. You do what you gotta fucking do. So if you're a fucking man and you're like this whole transgender element of PO, whatever the fuck it is, you're gonna say that you know that you're more of a woman than a woman is of a woman because
you say
you're
whatever.
You're saying because this isn't me talking. This isn't me fucking drinking on the pod being a jerk off. This is fucking you saying that you fucking, you have the, like, the mental capacity of, like, of a woman and her not having ovaries and, like, it's this whole thing. Like,
but this whole conversation that we're having is fucking insane that this even has to be had.
We're having this fucking conversation,
that's
bro.
My thing.
You want to be fucking gay? Be gay. You want to fucking eat munch? You want to munch on carpet? You want to be a fucking, I don't give a fuck. You want to take a shot in the mouth? I'm all for it, bro. Do whatever fucking makes you happy. Stop pressing me.
For me?
Stop fucking pressing me.
For me, it's just this, like, the country, listen, the way our country was founded and what we're trying to do here in America, right?
I may not
motherfucking agree with it, but you're allowed to have your opinion.
You're gonna flush me.
Yeah, but that's my point. You have the right to do that.
Right.
But that's exactly why we have the types of laws and things that we do have in place, like freedom of speech is set in the third, bro. I could go out right now.
Yeah, but freedom of speech is under attack right now.
That's a problem. And I could go out right now. I could say whatever I want because you have the right to say that. But here's the other thing too, bro. You have the right to say it, but you don't have the right to impress.
I have a right to say something back.
You have exactly. You don't have the right to impress your lifestyle.
But if you're gonna come with this fucking whole spiel,
I could be like,
and
not
expect me to fucking shut this shit down.
But here's the thing. Here's
suck my
here's
dick.
Here's the whole thing.
It's my dick. And no, I'm a man.
But here's the whole thing, right? So here's the whole thing, bro. Everybody in this country has the right and the freedom to express how they feel and express how they want to live their lives, right? So you don't have the right to oppress them. Not just like they don't have the right to try to impress their shit upon you.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very difficult dynamic.
You're walking a fine line.
It's a very difficult. It's a very difficult dynamic to try to have a country the way that we want to run it,
right?
And include all of this at the same time, but also find a common ground that allows each and every person to have their own freedoms.
Right. Yeah.
Because listen, I might not agree with how you feel, right? But just because you don't agree with me doesn't give you the right to tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the problem here is because a lot of these people are acting like it should be laws and it should be this, that, and the third because, yo, you're making me feel uncomfortable and this, that, third, and that shouldn't fly. Well, I got news for you, boo-boo. That shit sucks.
Because, bro, like,
You're going to have to suck that shit the fuck up because nobody's sitting here telling you can't do
whatever
it.
Whatever you want to be.
Nobody's like, sitting here telling you
nothing.
Can't.
Like, I'm cool with it, bro.
Don't think you just can say shit without pushback.
I think maybe
because
you're just...
As a person, bro, like, I know we've come such...
He
like,
is a person, by the way.
Right.
We're at such, like, a point
Wait,
in, like, life.
Say?
I am a person.
I said he is a person.
We're at such a point in life right now where everything needs to be accepted.
Yeah. And it's fucked up. And I can't stand it. I don't have to. That's it.
I just feel like that... They wanted to be so accepted. And just have equal rights and equal everything. Yo, we gave you that. And I'm not taking that away from you. They're but now that you want to fucking out. Now you want to do all this extra shit, bro. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to myself and you know they she pronoun. I'm not gonna play the fucking pronoun game with you. No, I would respect you as a person.
Yeah. Nah, but you know here's the thing, bro. Regardless. Let's say that you want to be called a fucking jackrabbit, all right?
I'll do it.
No, no, here's my thing, right? Let's say that you wanted to be called that, right? Let's just say you did, right? Yeah. And you got 500 people behind you saying, that's fucked up, you should call them whatever they want. Here's my thing. Under the fucking goddamn very definitions of the fucking rights that this country was founded on, I don't fucking have to.
I don't have to. I'm doing this.
And whether or not your fucking feelings are hurt or not is irrelevant. Because do not have to. And that is something you need to come to terms with.
Exactly.
You need to get your shit straight on that. Because I love everybody. I am not saying this shit because I'm on one side of the fence or the other. All I'm saying is I'm advocating for the rules and the fucking guidelines that this country was founded on. The point is that if you like something or you're telling me I should do something with my life, I do not fucking have to just because you're saying it.
Yeah.
I'm not here to make you comfortable.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's my whole thing. I am not obligated in any way, shape, or form to make you feel comfortable here. Exactly. If you don't like it here, bitch, there's 50 other states you can go to.
That's it.
There's a million other townships and municipalities you can go to. That's the whole fucking point of this fucking conversation is that I'm not trying to disrespect anybody that's listening. You know, I love everybody equally. But my point is that you are never, ever in my life going to impress upon me how I need to live my life just because you are uncomfortable.
Heard that.
Never. Never.
Heard that.
And y'all need to come to terms with that. I don't agree with any laws that treat people unfairly. I don't fuck with that shit. I don't. Trust me. But
none of us do.
That's how this country needs to be. That's how the world needs to be. You cannot tell me how to do anything. Nothing. You can't tell me how to be. None of that shit. If you're offended, I'm sorry you're offended, but you better get away from me because you might get offended more.
Again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway.
I feel that.
It's been a great fucking episode, guys. We love you all to death, and we're not going away.
Never.
This is the farewell of POV.
Yep.
And we are coming back. We are rebranding as Going Out of Style.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Stay tuned.
Please stay tuned.
Going Out of Style. Do you remember that? No, I'm playing.
Oh, man. I was about to be like, yo. All right, man. We love y'all.
This is the last you're getting.
We love y'all. This is the last of POV. Farewell.
See y'all on the other side.
But we're not going away. We're not stopping. And we're going to come back with shit that pisses you the fuck off. Fuck you.
Shooty McGavin will be there.
Bow.
Nah, but we love you all. We're
it's
coming back.
It's, I'll see you later.
Going Out of Style.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's the last chapter, but not the end of the book.
Oh, that was hard.
Should I sing Whitney on the way out?
Maybe you should. Maybe you should. I know you want to take me home. Take me home.